In my first book, Money and Debt, A Solution to the Global Crisis, I wrote about the dysfunctional nature of the dominant money and banking regime. The centralization of power that this system enables and the principles upon which it is founded are driving the world toward ever greater conflict, environmental despoliation, and disparities of wealth and quality of life. In my view, it is futile to expect solutions to be implemented through the political process that was used to construct it. There is an urgent need for the denationalization of money and the separation of money and state, but it will not come through political reform efforts. It can, however, come through the process of free people exercising their rights of contract and association. This is the essential message of Riegel's book, A New Approach to Freedom. The primary obstacles we're facing are, one, legal tender status of the money that's created by central banks like the Federal Reserve in the United States, the Bank of England in Britain, and other central banks in countries around the world, which gives their currencies an advantage in the marketplace. Two, the monopolization of credit creation by the banking cartel. And three, the lack of an objective, non-political unit of account with which to measure values and to specify prices. But none of these need prevent us from creating parallel exchange mechanisms that can be used voluntarily in place of legal tender. We have the power ourselves to extend credit to one another without the involvement of any bank and to decide who is creditworthy and to what extent. It is within our power to write our own contracts in terms of any value unit we wish to define and to specify the forms of payment we will accept within a circle of associates bound by contract. After all, it is goods and services that pay for other goods and services. Money is just an intermediary device used to facilitate the process. But conventional money is not the only facilitating device.